I'm going to see if we can pull it up in another room.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Gee, you think the devil's jumping in here? Keep
something us wrong, yeah. No, I just had an interview a little while ago, and we didn't have any problems, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. There we go.
Okay.
All right. I had to release the line for him. Okay. Now he's got you in the other room. Is this crazy? I don't know. What's going on?
Is it working any better?
Well, it's just whatever is going on. It sounds like almost like a rushing wind.
Oh, that is
weird. Sounds like you're in a car or something.
Would you want to call on my cell phone? I mean, I don't get as good a reception here sometimes, but.
Well, let me see what Eric comes up with. Our engineer here. He's fooling around in another room. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, but I don't hear it on here, but I still hear it on the phone. Yeah, I don't hear it here at all.
Huh.
No, I mean, I hear him. I'm saying I don't hear the background. I mean, that sound. I don't hear it here, but I still hear it on the phone. Yeah. Much lower in here. Yeah, okay. Well, I'll do it in here. Okay. All right. Maybe it's something on our end. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, but we'll go ahead and get started so this doesn't turn into the hour-long interview.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. All righty.
We are talking today with Bible scholar and minister Ronald Wineland. He is the author of a new book, 2008, God's Final Witness. And this is a book that discusses something that people are talking about a lot right now, Revelation and the prophecy revealed in the book of Revelation. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes.
Let's jump right in. First of all, I've heard some people are who say they're even afraid to read the book of Revelation because of what it might reveal. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I think one of the main reasons is because today, with all the things that are happening in the world, especially in the Middle East, the things in Revelation don't seem so far away anymore. It sounds to people, just by average reading, that there are things that can happen now that 10, 15, 20 years ago didn't seem that real, but today it's more real to people. And so with all the TV programs we have on, with the different things of nuclear terrorism here in the United States and other shows of that nature, also what's taking place in the Middle East with Afghanistan and Iraq, people are becoming more aware of and concerned about a time we live in, that these things do sound more like what's written in the book of Revelation.
So do you believe that these are the end times?
Yes, I do. That's why specifically titled the book 2008, God's Final Witness, is because there are specific timelines that are given here of what's going to take place. About 2.5 years ago, I wrote another book called The Prophesied End Time. This is a follow-up to that. This one's more specific. It's more detailed in the sense of the timing and the things that will happen right here in the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Western Europe in particular, because these nations, this nation, is prophesied to be the first to fall, to be the first to come to his demise. So it's a horrifying story, but it's a reality that's upon us. And I'm going as far as saying that in 2009 we will not have a president take office.
Say that again. In 2009 we will not have a president take office.
That's right. That's how close things are. That's how close this end time is, and that's why the book is written, to tell people about what's taking place, why it's taking place, what to expect, and how to prepare for it. I don't expect people to believe things right now, and some do when they read it, but it's a matter of coming to understanding that we happen to live in that time. You know, this is something that religious leaders, people have done through the ages. The end has come. The end is here. You know, even me doing this job is not real comfortable in some respects, because that's what people refer to in their mind. They go back and they think about the guy standing on the corner with a big placard saying the end is here. Well, it's because of the book of Revelation and other things that have been there for so long that every time there's been a major catastrophe, a world war or a great war of some nature, religious leaders have said the end is here, the end is here. It just happens that this is that time we are at now, the end of 6,000 years that God gave to mankind. You know, it's an interesting thing to understand too, if people could just grasp it, is technology has been withheld from mankind. You know, why haven't we had the ability to learn, the ability to discover the kinds of things we just discovered in the last 100 years. It's because it was withheld with us. The reality is, if we had developed this kind of technology we have now, we wouldn't have made it for 6,000 years. We are literally coming to a time now when if God did not intervene, that man would annihilate himself. That's how close we are. And we are going to experience nuclear terrorism here in this nation very soon now. It's going to be a follow-up to 9/11. It's going to be something that's coordinated in a massive way in a lot of our port cities and in inland cities as well. You know, there are books written by people who have a great deal of knowledge about tracking some of the various nukes they believe have come out of Russia, coming across the border in Mexico. These stories, these scenarios are not far off of what's prophesied to take place because and things that are going to come into our port cities. When they coordinate it like they did 9/11, it's going to be very devastating to us, and it will bring about our demise. We're not going to be able to come through it this time. Look at what happened with Katrina and how it devastated that part of the country. Even the city of Houston, quite a ways from Katrina, they tried to evacuate it, and they couldn't do it. It was an absolute nightmare for people on the highways. When you take several of our major cities that experience nuclear terrorism, it's going to be a horrifying thing because it will cripple us, our economy. Look at what happened 9/11, even the stock market being so close to what took place there. And when we experience these things this time around, we're not going to come through it. And it's a horrifying story, but it's a reality.
Now let's back up. Let's talk about 9/11. You mentioned that. Was 9/11 prophesied, a prophecy of the Bible?
It is a part of prophecy in the sense of the sixth seal that was opened up. It is symbolic of what's going to take place in this nation. There are a lot of things that have happened in times past that God has given symbolism to different nations and different people of things that were going to take place in the future. This is one of those. With the seven towers that fell eventually there, the two primary ones as well, it's all a part of prophecy of something that's going to take place with this country, an attack where they try to destroy or attack the military as far as the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. Some of those things there, as far as Wall Street's concerned, it's all, you know, that which was a kind of icon to the United States, two huge towers, two of the largest buildings in the world, standing up so powerfully, so proudly as far as a nation and what we've been able to accomplish, and we've been able to accomplish great things. But they came down very rapidly, and that is exactly what is foretold to take place with us. It's just that it's 7 years from that event that these things are going to happen to us.
Many of my friends describe the weather that we've been having lately as end-of-the-world weather. Would you say that's true?
It is in one regard. We have always experienced massive hurricanes in different times in history, earthquakes and so forth. It's just that this time, everything is coming together because it is the end time, and things are going to escalate over the following year here. They are going to get a lot worse and unpredictable. There are going to be things happening that people don't have answers for. They've looked at global warming and so forth, but that isn't really what's taking place. That's a part of something that's taking place, but it's just that this is our time. This is the end of 6,000 years, and it's God's going to let it all come together at one time here. And so that doesn't drag out for a decade or more. He's going to make it last for only 3.5 years. He's going to allow it, I should say, to last for only 3.5 years, and then he's going to cut it off. He's not going to allow mankind to destroy himself. That's what we've come to. Look at what's taking place with China and Russia, and all of a sudden now Russia is developing a friendship again with China. Well, that's prophesied to take place. And Europe is actually going to be the one that steps in immediately after we experience some of the things we do here in the United States to fill a vacuum, a power vacuum. Russia and China do not like that, and they're going to enter into a war with Europe, and it will be a nuclear war. But that follows already the things that happened to us here in this country. We are close to our end here as far as the nation's concerned.
What proof do you have that this is true?
Well, I've written these things in the book for the primary reason as being the proof when they happen, because man has never listened to God's prophets. I am a prophet. They have been given to me as far as the book of Revelation. A lot of people think the book of Revelation was written by John so that everyone could understand what was going to happen in the future. On the contrary, it's kind of like the parables that Jesus Christ gave. He gave them so that people would not understand all of God's plan. And the book of Revelation wasn't really meant to be understood until we got to the very end time. And that's why they're being revealed now, is because we are at the end time. What do people believe out here? How can they know what to believe? Who do they listen to? They've heard things like this for so long, and it's like, well, here's another crackpot that's come along. Here's another religious leader. You know, they're all saying the same. They're in it for money. whatever it might be. By the way, I might add that this book can be found on the website, endtime2008.com, and we give it away free, this and the previous book as well. We're trying to get them out free to people so they can understand what's going to take place, because it is too much to believe at one time here that this could actually be it. But at least they'll know who to listen to when things do begin to happen, because the world today, who do you turn to? I'll guarantee you, when some of the weather turns worse, when things begin to happen and as a matter of terrorism gets worse, there are going to be all kinds of religious leaders and others jump on the bandwagon and say, well, this is what God's telling us. This is what God's telling us to do. This is why it's happening. Just like with Katrina, you know, people came up with all kinds of things about New Orleans. You know, it's sad, but that's the way man has always been. But this time here, something is being written in advance to spell it out very clearly, step by step, so that when it happens, they'll understand no man could have done this. It has to be from God, and that's why it's written.
So are you saying that the mysteries of God will be revealed as we move into these next few years?
They really already are in the book here. They already up this book here, 2008, God's Final Witness, is really a revelation of the book of Revelations. That's the best way of describing it. It does reveal what the book of Revelation is all about. And it tells what's going to take place here in the next year, over the next year, and especially during the year 2008. And what it's going to thrust us into. It's going to thrust us into a period known as the Great Tribulation in Bible prophecy, the last 3.5 years of man's self-rule. And then what happens is Jesus Christ actually returns to be what the Jews thought he was going to be when he came into Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. He's coming back as a Messiah, or the Christ, which means just the anointed one. And the anointing in the Bible, the Jews understood what that was at the time of Christ. It was to be a king. They thought he was coming into Jerusalem to take over the leadership from the Roman rule at that time. And they truly thought he was going to be a king. So when he died, people scattered to the four winds because they didn't know what was going on. They didn't understand he came to die the first time as our Passover, but he's coming back the second time to be the king of this world. And that's what's getting ready to take place. God has said man has gone far enough. He's going to annihilate himself if I don't intervene. And so he stops it short, and Jesus Christ does return. And that's the good news. That's the good news of the Bible.
What about people who believe in the Quran or some other book?
Well, they're going to have to change their ideas. You know, when Jesus Christ returns, there's not going to be any doubt as to who God is, the power of God, the might of God, and what he does at that end time. He does in one day, it's going to astound the earth. When he comes back, a lot of people talk about the Battle of Armageddon, and they don't understand what's taking place there. All it is are these two great superpowers, Europe and the Far East, coming together in a head-on conflict because they know they cannot use any more nuclear weapons. They are fearful that they're going to destroy themselves. And so they come together in those areas of Iraq all the way down through Israel, and they come together to meet each other head-on, face-to-face. But the reality is, as it has been in history, if man had the ability, if they had nuclear weapons, there's ever who's on the losing side, they're still going to use them. And that's what God stops. He will not allow that to take place because man would annihilate himself. So that's what the Battle of Armageddon is about. It's a one-day battle. God intervenes and he destroys most of Asia. He destroys China and Russia for what they're doing in that part of Europe. He says he's going to destroy those who are destroying the earth. And that's when the kingdom of God then comes to this earth. And it's a pretty far out story, but it's a true story.
Now, what about the scripture that says no man knows the hour when God returns, when Jesus returns?
Yeah, you know, at that time when Jesus Christ was asked by the disciples, they wanted to know. Even Daniel, in the book of Daniel, he wanted to know. And God told Daniel, he said, Daniel, shut up the book. This isn't for you. It's for the time of the end. Basically, that's all that Daniel was told. He told that it wasn't for you to know. And Jesus Christ made clear to them, he said, no man knows the day or the hour. It's not given. It's not even given to him yet. But it also shows in the book of Revelation that Jesus Christ is the one who opens the seals of the book of Revelation, which means to unveil, to reveal what the book of Revelation is all about. And that's what's taking place now. We are at a point in time, we were waiting for the last seal, the seventh seal, to be opened. And when that opens, there are four horrifying, destructive events that take place, most of them right here in this country. And that begins that last 3.5 years of what's called the Great Tribulation.
Now, you say we're waiting for the last seal to be opened. Can you talk about the seals and the significance of seven throughout the prophecy in Revelation?
Well, God uses seven as a matter of that which is something that is complete. It's a picture of something that is a matter of, just like the week, the 7-day week. That's nothing new. That started at creation week, the 7-day week. Seven has been used by God over and over again as a matter of that which is complete. And seven seals reflects what is going to be complete as far as the end time and what's going to take place throughout the end time. There are even seven trumpets, what are called seven trumpet blasts that take place during the seventh seal. The first four trumpet blasts are the very things that depict what happens to this country. Within about a six-month period of time, it depicts that which is going to happen in Western Europe, Canada, United States, Australia, New Zealand. These are the first nations to fall in what's called the Great Tribulation during that first period of time. And it describes things that are going to happen in some port cities. It talks about a third of everything living in the waters that die. That includes people that are on ships and so forth. It's going to be so massive, and you take various harbors. You know, we can't even check all of the cargo that comes into this country. They don't even have the ability. We don't have the ability to check all the cargo that comes in off of the various ships, let alone checking them before they ever get to port. All that they have to do is have a coordinated attack of various ships coming into port at various areas of San Francisco and Los Angeles and New York and down in the Port Arthur area, down in around Alvin, Texas, down through that area around Houston. And you have a few of those nuclear weapons go off at the same time. It's going to take us totally by surprise, and there's nothing we can do about it. But it is prophesied to take place, and it's coming very soon. That's one of the greatest fears a lot of politicians, a lot of people have right now, is they understand that there are, you know, there are people who have written books about the fact that there are nukes that have been smuggled out of Russia. There are some who believe that they've tracked them in here to the United States as well, across Mexico. It's not a small thing. That's why there's so many TV shows and various things taking place now. People are afraid, and they have reason to be afraid.
How do people prepare themselves for what you say is coming?
It's an age-old story. The only thing that people can do, the primary thing that people should do, is when they begin to learn why God is allowing these things to happen, is that they do the same thing that's ever been told by any of the prophets, any of those that God has sent, and that is to repent, to change from our ways, to change to God's. We live in a nation that does not obey God. We talk about traditional Christianity, and traditional Christianity has done some of the greatest damage and destruction as far as what is true concerning God's Word and the Bible. You know, people talk about various laws. They don't like this one. You know, when you talk about, people like to say the law has been nailed to the cross, it's done away with. And I, you know, you come back and you say, well, what about the law of not stealing? Is it okay if I take your car? No, that's a good law. Well, what about committing adultery? Is that okay? No, that's not. And yet, look at what's happening in this country with adultery and marriages that fail because people don't know how to live life. And people get mad and they get upset about that. Well, God tells mankind how to live. The laws are about how to get along with each other. It's how to live toward each other in a good way. Not to steal from someone. Not to take a neighbor's wife and so forth. Not to kill. Not to murder. Look at the crime. So we have a lot to repent of. We have a lot to turn away from. And one of the primary laws that man has always hated, especially traditional Christianity, is the one where God said, and if you want to have a right relationship with me, you are to keep the seventh day Sabbath. That's the one that people want to nail to the cross. That's the one that people hate. Mankind has hated that for a long time. But that's what people are going to have to do. They're going to start obeying God, and that's part of it, is turning to obey God in the Sabbath as well.
Now, if people want more information, where can they get your book?
They can go to endtime2008.com. That's the website. They can get both books for free there. They can go to a bookstore and pay for it, but why do that? They can get it here for free, endtime2008.com. I know this is a horrifying story, and that's why the book is written. It's not a pleasant thing to contemplate. A lot of these shows on TV right now, there's a lot of fear in this country, and God is allowing that so that it can be a part of a tool to help wake people up to what is really taking place. And as these things start happening, again, people will know what to listen to and who to listen to, because that's how God's going to make all this work right for people as they change and start turning to Him.
Well, we've been talking with Bible scholar and minister Ronald Wineland. He's the author of the new book, 2008, God's Final Witness. And we want to thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you.